This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor. It's time. It's time to take on the liberals, the Marxists, the socialists, the progressives, the globalists, the communists, the America haters, the Muslim sympathizers, the godless abortionists. What time is it? It's wartime. I'm your relentless warrior. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. And by the way, this show is the most caller-friendly show in America. Call anytime, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Toll free in all 50 states, 833-927-8255. This show is sponsored by Fortum Resources. They get the naming rights. We're in the Fortum Resources studio. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, which means they are a stock. You can buy the stock. If you believe in the company and you think they're going to do well, you can make money when they make money. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Find out more at FortumResources.com. Make your own educated decision. FortumResources.com. F-O-R-T-E-M Resources. Resources.com. All right, so another great day in Trump land. Lots of things happening that are good, but also some things happening that are bad. First of all, stocks jump after Trump calls the latest talks with China constructive. President Trump said Friday afternoon the talks with China over the last 2 days have been constructive, said his relationship with China's president remains strong. The talks came to a conclusion Friday with no deal. In the middle of them, the U.S. followed through on Trump's decision to raise tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods in retaliation for China attempting to renege on earlier commitments to reform its economic policies. All major indexes ended the day in positive territory after Trump tweeted out, "Into the future will continue. In the meantime, the U.S. has imposed tariffs on China, which may or may not be removed depending on what happens with respect to future negotiations." See, my opinion is, and I've been so right on everything involving Trump, right? Name something I've been wrong about with Trump. Nothing, ever. I know Trump like I know the back of my hand. My brain is Trump's brain. Because we're both from New York. I think exactly like him. We're both conservatives, conservative capitalists from New York who understand money and business. And so Trump is toying with the Chinese. He's destroying them. Do you understand that they didn't cut a deal, so he's adding tariffs to 200 million, to 200, what's the number? Let me get it right here. Must be 200 billion, right? Yeah. 200 billion of Chinese goods. 200 million means nothing anymore to anybody. 200 billion is serious money. He's going to drive the entire China off a cliff. This is like, because I own a business, I own many businesses, but let's just use my radio as an example. I own a radio business, and my customers are my life. Without my customers, I have nothing. Without all the people who advertise on my radio show, my TV show, I have nothing. And let's just say one day they all went away, that I have nothing, that my show goes, bye-bye, you can't listen to it anymore. It doesn't matter how much you like Wayne Root's show. If there are no advertisers, Wayne Root goes off the air. Simple as that. Off the air. So advertisers and customers are everything. Wayne Root is meaningless. All that matters is the advertisers. That was my grandfather taught me. The customer's always right. And if the customer's wrong, refer back to number one. Meaning no matter what happens, even when they're wrong, the customer's right because you need them so badly. Well, China's customer is America. We just screwed them royally. Trump just, what's that famous saying, screwed the pooch? I could say that, can't I, Chris? Trump just screwed the pooch. Trump screwed the Chinese pooch. He screwed this. Trump screwed the Sharpei. And so it's all over for China. They're dead. They got to come back in the next 2 weeks and go, holy crap, we're done. We're out of business. You know, if China was a clothing store, China would be out of business. That's it. The Shmata store closes. It's a Yiddish word, an old Jewish word for closed, Shmata. Shmata store is closed. It's over. It's done. You're out of business if you lose all your customers. China just lost the United States. So China's going to come back, and they're going to do the deal. And for all the idiots on Wall Street that were betting against Donald Trump, you're pretty stupid, because we're about to win so big. And there's a new article out that says, because a lot of people say, well, U.S. consumers are going to lose. U.S. consumers will not suffer, even if Trump raises tariffs on all Chinese imports. This guy says the U.S.-China trade conflict is not going to squeeze consumer budgets, even if President Trump moves ahead with plans to extend his 25% levies onto everything imported from China. The next round of tariffs, which Trump said Friday's administration is already in the process of implementing, would apply to virtually all of the goods imported from China. That has created concern the U.S. consumers could be hurt. But data show these concerns are largely misplaced. One reason consumers are unlikely to be hurt by the tariffs is that prices were likely on the rise anyway. The Federal Reserve has said it's committed to a 2% annual increase in personal consumption expenditure index, its favored metric of inflation. From the perspective of a shopper, it makes no difference if prices move up to the Fed target because of monetary policy or trade policy. Recent data shows inflation is underperforming, running at 1.5%. According to the San Francisco Fed, applying a 25% tariff to the thus far excluded goods imported from China would raise consumer prices by 0.3 percentage point. So that would bring inflation to just below the Fed target. No harm done to the consumer. So, you know, and by the way, the one thing they're not bringing up is China won't sell as many goods anymore if the prices are higher. So once you add the tariff, maybe Chinese merchants have to lower their price by 25%, and therefore it's a wash. Chinese are going to have to eat that money, not the American consumer. In other words, if a product costs a dollar and Trump raises it to $1.25, a lot of people aren't going to buy it. They just don't have the money. Or they could find something cheaper in America that costs a dollar, made by an American company, right? So what they'll do is they won't pay $1.25. They'll go pay a dollar with an American company. So to compete, the Chinese will lower their price from a dollar to 75 cents. Then you add on the new 25% tariff, and it comes back to a dollar again. So we didn't even increase the prices. Do you understand that? This is negotiating, man. This is how we're going to win the battle. All right, and speaking of winning the battle, can you imagine if your daughter was a great athlete and along comes a boy who thinks he's a girl or who's transitioning to be a girl, and he competes with your daughter and beats her in sports, and now your daughter can't win anymore, she can't win a medal, she can't win the state championship, she can't win anything. This is happening all over America. And thank goodness there's starting to be some wins here. Again, with Trump as president, we're starting to win. A second weightlifting association rejects transgender claims. Delegates of USA Powerlifting voted 46-4. See, this is how the American people think. The American people think like Wayne Root. Nobody wants a guy to make believe he's a woman and beat women at their own game. Delegates of USA Powerlifting voted 46-4 to keep their transgender participation. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, I guess I got it wrong. They're voting against me? Delegates at USA Powerlifting voted 46-4 to keep their transgender participation policy amid pressure from well-funded transgender athletes. Hold on. Let's get to the bottom of this. I think I was right the first time. We commend USA Powerlifting and their decision to preserve women's sports, said a statement from Beth Stelzer, founder of Save Women's Sports. I was right. They did go against the transgenders and for normal, everyday, all-American women. For a second there, I got scared. There's no way they'd ever vote 46-4 in favor of transgenders in women's sports. Some strong women and men dug in their heels in defense of the truth. It's not fair to force women to compete with men. Exactly. USAPL proved it honors and values women in the sport. We won't forget it. I encourage women and men who support this decision to let the leadership know. The decision came a week after another weightlifting association withdrew several awards for women given to a male weightlifter who is living as a woman. The weightlifter Mary Gregory told Outsports that an official for the association, 100% Raw Powerlifting Federation, asked to observe a routine pee test after the competition. And I said, well, this is kind of embarrassing for me because I don't have the correct anatomy. Still, I did my business while someone watched me sitting on the toilet. And so that's where the statement comes from, because I'm sure she told them, hey, this girl's got a penis. I'm just quoting what this person says. Fewer than 10% of men living as women undergo cosmetic surgery of the genitals. Let me read that again. Hold on. This is according to Outsports. Fewer than 10% of men living as women undergo cosmetic surgery of the genitals. So in other words, 90% of all men who claim they're women have a penis. What a joke. What an absolute travesty. Folks, again, just so no gay organization says Wayne Root is anti-gay. I've been very nice and pro-gay my whole life. I never worried about whether someone was gay for a job in my whole life. I had no problem with gay marriage, even though I do believe it's between a man and a woman. I believe the Bible says it. I believe God wants it to be that way. It doesn't matter. The world has moved on. The world has changed. And if gays want to be married, I just don't have a real problem with it. I've always said they can have the same problems the rest of us do. Good luck. Everyone I know is divorced. So, you know, has been at one point in their lives divorced. So all the gays are going to get divorced too. And so if you want it, go ahead. You can have it. I don't care. So does that sound like an anti-gay guy? But the transgender thing is a bridge too far. Or maybe the way to put it is, it's a penis too far. It's just ridiculous. How could you be a woman and have a penis? How can you be a man and have a vagina? The whole thing is mixed up and confusing. You're hurting our kids. You're trying to rip us all off as taxpayers because you want us to pay for your operation. Prison or in the military? Ridiculous. And if you want your insurance company to pay for it, guess what you're doing? You're raising my insurance rates. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. These liberals just ruin everything they touch. I wonder how many people know because of new environmental regulations. I'm having some problems in my house, and I'm going to probably have to replace my air conditioning units. And I've spoken to air conditioning guys in the last month and also a few months ago at my other house. And they told me that all kinds of new environmental regulations go into effect next year, 2020, and they're never going to be able to use Freon again. So everyone in Vegas is going to have to switch to a new air conditioner, and they cost $12,000 apiece. Good luck. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alaruth, War Now. On USA Radio Network. Great USA Radio Network. You got to see the new ad I've got coming out in Talkers Magazine. It'll be starting in a couple of days. And I always believe in doing something that, you know, has kind of shock value. If you don't have shock value, it's just not going to work, you know? And so my ads always have shock value. And so I put together this beautiful ad, and it's very funny. It's a photo of Donald Trump and I together. Some people are probably going to think that it's doctored or something, but this was me after I was the opening speaker for Donald Trump. So it's a picture of me and Trump together, and it says Trump and Root, fiery, high energy, dynamic, charismatic, controversial, comedic, outspoken, in-your-face, unapologetic, bigger-than-life personality. Are they twins? And the two of us actually look alike. Our ties look alike. Our faces look alike. Our hairstyles look alike. Our suits look alike. And we both are putting thumbs up, and our hands are right next to each other. And you could swear we're like brothers from another mother. And that's, I think, just like Trump. I dress like him. I look like him. Act like him. The only difference between him and me is he's 6'4", and I'm 5'9". But that probably puts us in the category of that twins movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, right? I guess I'm Danny DeVito in this case. He's Arnold. But it's a very funny ad. Trump and Root, are we twins? Very funny. And I think it's going to make a big impression in the radio industry. Are we twins? By the way, Newsmax TV is coming up in about 35 minutes. Hour number 3 at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's in 80 million homes. And by the end of the year, could be in a lot more. We're on DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, Charter, all kinds of cable and satellite networks all across the country. You can also get us at NewsmaxTV.com if you don't have any of those. But if you want us on cable and we're not on your local cable, like Cox here in Vegas does not carry us, call them. And the way to call them is to call Newsmax, 844-500-6397, and we will connect you to your local cable system anywhere in the country where you are, and it'll be on our dime, and you could tell them, I demand Newsmax TV. Pick it up so I can get Wayne Root, 844-500-6397. Joe Biden, as usual, with another dumb comment. Joe Biden says Trump's god-awful tax cut has not helped anybody who's real. Total lie. Total lie. Although Wayne Root is always telling you it hasn't done enough, it was great for corporations, and therefore corporations hired people and gave bonuses and increased wages, and those are all good things. But there are plenty of people that got a very small tax cut. I think all the stats prove that like 87% of Americans got a tax cut. But that might mean $200 a year, or it might mean an average of $200 a month. But either way, all that's good. It's much better than Obama offering an increase, and Biden was Obama's VP. Why doesn't anybody say that? That's what you should say. He's attacking Trump's tax cut as if it wasn't enough. And Obama would have raised your taxes, or Biden as president would have raised your taxes. But instead, he says the god-awful tax cut has not helped anybody who's real, anybody out there breaking their neck trying to figure out how to make the next meal. I mean, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. He says there's $2 trillion tax cut last year. Did you feel it? Did you get anything from it? Of course not. Of course not. All of it went to the folks at the top and corporations. So, in a way, aren't I saying the same kind of thing? I said it went to corporations and it went to folks at the top. But it went to everybody. It just didn't go as much. You're never going to give it as much to a person who makes $40,000 a year as a person who makes $400,000 or $4 million. How could you? Does that person, if they all get a 10% cut, a person who makes $4 million is going to get an extra $400,000, and a person who makes $40,000 is only going to get $4,000. It's just the way it works. The more you make, the more you get. But they give you an increase, Democrats. And by the way, this statement that nobody got it went only to the folks at the top, it's a lie. And it earned a lecture and a 4 Pinocchio rating from the Washington Post fact checker calling Biden's claim simply wrong. Here it is. According to the Tax Policy Center, 82% of income earners in the $50,000 to $75,000 income range were estimated to get a tax cut of nearly $1,000. Now, again, I could argue, and I have, Trump should do a Green New Deal, and green should be money, and he should give a much bigger tax cut to the average individual, much bigger. I could argue that. But still, $1,000 when you make $40,000 a year, $50,000 a year, is nothing to sneer at. Nothing to sneer at. And he would have given you a $1,000 raise. Why does anybody say that? In any case, on the campaign trail, Biden proposed a great deal of federal spending, which he says can be paid for by repealing the tax cuts. Well, guess what that would do? All the people who they say 80% of all the middle class people who got a tax cut of $1,000 a year would now get a tax raise of $1,000. He's making fun of Trump for raising taxes, excuse me, for cutting taxes by $1,000 per person for the year, right? And for 2 years now, that's $2,000 you've got in your pocket. He's saying that's nothing. That's crumbs, as Nancy Pelosi would say. But he would raise you $2,000. Think about that.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats subpoenaed Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and the IRS Commissioner on Friday for President Donald Trump's tax returns. Mnuchin earlier this week rejected House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal's request for the returns. President Trump says he's in no hurry to strike a trade deal with China after U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods go from 10 to 25%. Republican Senator Martha McSally tells ABC 15 in Arizona something had to be done.
We need to crank up the pressure and have a breakthrough because we can't have this hurt Americans while they're working through the negotiations. But for decades, they've been cheating and it's been hurting Americans and it is a national security issue. So hopefully we can get a breakthrough soon so it's better for America and Arizona.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says he has authorized over $1.5 billion to help build more than 80 miles of more border walls. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. USA Radio, Newsmax TV starts in about 25 minutes. Told you about our sponsors, Liberty HealthShare. Told you about Tangible Investments. Told you about Fordham Resources. One sponsor left to give kudos to. It's My Doctor Suggests. And I always used to, for the last year, talk about their silver lozenges, which have been so great for my voice. But they've branched into so many different cool areas. Gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida. My good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something I know will be right for you. My Doctor Suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. So many people suffer from health concerns today that they can help. They worked on my voice. It's a workhorse. I don't get colds. I haven't had a cold in 3 years. Brain fog, gone. Leaky gut with fatigue and stomach upset after I eat, gone. Great job. Give them a call. You can't buy their products in stores. You can only buy them by calling 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root, mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code ROOT and save 20% off. All right, My Doctor Suggests, great guys, and great products, and great stuff, and thank you for sponsoring our show. Great conservatives as well. We've got our guest here, Michael Stumo, legal and economic expert, CEO of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. His website is prosperousamerica.org, and we just want to chat quickly about the U.S.-China trade negotiations. Michael, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So, obviously, wherever you are, you may not have had a chance to listen to me rant and rave about China a few minutes ago. I believe Trump is doing the right thing. There may be some short-term pain, but I think quickly China's going to come back to the table and they're going to capitulate because I am a businessman and I don't matter. The customer matters. It's always the customer. America is China's customer. If China was a business, a clothing store, it's not China that matters. It's the customers. And we're the ones that come in and buy the clothes in the shop. So Trump has China, I believe, right where he wants it. Now, you may completely disagree with me. I have no idea. Let's find out your take. But I think China's going to cave and come back and sign a very good deal favorable to Trump and the United States of America. What say you?
I think we're maybe in a long-term decoupling with China. They're a predatory capitalist. The U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer's team documented 38 different kinds of technology theft by China. They never admitted that they were wrong. They're excessively relying on the U.S. consumer market to support their military growth and to keep the Chinese Communist Party in power, and they're bent on eroding America's military, economic, and geopolitical strength. They will never abide by a deal that is signed, and that's been the history of the last 20 years. So I think there's not going to be a deal, and we'll have a longer-term decoupling, which is going to be good for U.S. workers and manufacturers that get the jobs that used to be in China.
So your vision of a decoupling is that China and the U.S. won't do as much business together. That would that wouldn't destroy the United States. That would just destroy China, though, wouldn't it? Again, back to my theory. My grandfather said the customer is always right and the customer is wrong. Refer back to number one, the customer is right. So if the United States isn't a customer anymore, certainly not in the numbers we have been in the past, who's going to buy China's goods?
They will try to shift. They have to either shift to domestic consumption for growth or their One Belt, One Road strategy is all about getting growth from other countries like South Asia. But Pakistan doesn't have the money to support, you know, the Chinese growth and the growth of their military. So it's a real problem for them. And, you know, it's good for us because we are funding China's military rise right now.
And so where, if you're Trump, what do you do next? What's the next move?
If I'm Trump, we see what China's doing with they're going to retaliate again. Understand, they've been caught red-handed with 38 different types of technology theft, and they've never said they're wrong. They've never said I'm sorry. They never said they're going to stop. And so they're not trustworthy. Trump will probably end up going to tariffs after this 25% tariff hike from 10 on this next $200 billion of goods. He will go probably to the rest of it, which is $325 billion goods from China. Some of that production will move back. Some of it will move to third countries like Vietnam and still be as cheap as it was from China and will grow and have more jobs.
So this will not be bad for the United States. In your opinion, we're better off without China, I guess, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Better off without having a massive trade deficit and supporting their rise. We already have seen this movie before with the tariffs on China and on steel and aluminum last year when the financial reporters and the Anglo-American Academy economists predicted tariff Armageddon. It didn't happen. We're at 3.6%. 50-year low unemployment, strong growth, it just didn't happen. And my members who are manufacturers, I also have farmers who aren't doing so well, but the manufacturers, they got a lot of business back from China. They're hiring, they're investing in new equipment, and they're giving wage hikes.
I guess I didn't understand what your deal is. So your members are manufacturers at prosperousamerica.org. You're the CEO of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Michael Stuma, what exactly do you do? You represent manufacturers?
Right. We're a unique coalition of American-only producers of manufactured goods and agriculture and organized labor. We're fully right to left, and we support what the president's doing with the trade strategy, and the economy is doing well, and our members are doing well, again, except agriculture, which hopefully Trump will pivot to next.
And so union guys, I think, are very pro-Trump, right? If I'm reading this correctly, I think Trump will do really well in 2020 with union members. What say you?
He's going to do a lot better if he keeps up the pressure on China than he would otherwise. Look, about 31% of union households or union members voted for him in 2016. The leadership was not for him. I know my union leadership friends do like Trump's trade negotiator better than Obama's, but labor's divided. And the top end is still pro-Democrat, but they like what Trump's doing on trade.
So is there going to be any leadership change in unions supporting Trump this time around? You think there's got to be a little movement on that, yes?
Well, I think the leadership will continue being more aligned with the Democratic side because there's some other issues they disagree with on Trump. But the union rank and file is up for grabs still.
All right, and last question before I let you run would be about the farmers. I do keep reading, you know, despite the great economy, you know, despite all the naysayers who said if Trump did this, we'd kill the economy, kill jobs, kill the stock market. None of it came true. Trump was right. Everything's doing fantastic. Everything's stronger than it's ever been under Trump. It seems like we're accelerating the economic boom. So they were all wrong, but farmers have been hit. What can Trump do to help the farmers?
Right. What Trump can do is number one, use the full force of the U.S. government to protect the farmers against the retaliation of China against their exports, which has tanked some of the prices, like soybeans. Number two, we have a global oversupply of commodities scenario, and we need to manage oversupply, not scarcity. The world's not dying to buy our stuff anymore. They're oversupplying like China's oversupplying in goods. We need a new strategy that way. Number three, our dollar is excessively overvalued by about 27%, and if we realign that based on the metrics from Ag Economist, we'd raise agricultural corn and soy prices by 67% and fix the problem. That's more wonky than you might have wanted, but there are things that can be done that we know can be done.
All right, cool. We've been talking to Michael Stumo, legal and economic expert, CEO of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. His website, prosperousamerica.org. Overall, 1 to 10, what number you give President Trump as president for the first 2 years?
Oh, my gosh. I'd give him an 8.5. The only thing he's missing is dealing with exchange rates and you know, currency misalignment and manipulation. But everything else, he's doing great, and the economy is doing great, and he's proving, you know, all the Larry Summers and the Greg Mankiws and all those economists that they didn't know what they were talking about, because we're doing better by doing the opposite of what they said.
Right, exactly. And I got to think that most of the people that belong to your coalition, the union workers, the union leaders, and even the owners of the manufacturing facilities, every one of them has, not every one of them, but a lot of them, a large portion of them, if not a huge majority, have got to believe in a wall that stops cheap labor from coming into the United States, right?
Yeah, a lot of them do. Yeah, that's true.
All right, cool. Michael Stumo, Michael Stumo, legal economic expert, CEO of the Coalition for Prosperous America, prosperousamerica.org. Michael, thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Anytime.
All right. Just to show you what's going on in America, a Pennsylvania school stops a principal from saying God bless America after the pledge. Principal Peter Briggs of Sabolt Elementary School in Springfield, Pennsylvania, was told to stop the practice after the anti-Christian group Freedom From Religious Foundation, FFRF, threatened to sue the school supposedly on behalf of a single parent of one child in one school, Fox News reported. The FFRF exclaimed that the principal's practice violates the U.S. Constitution, which bars government from sponsoring religion. The anti-religion group insisted that young elementary school children don't need to be coerced into affirming God's name every morning. The district moved to prevent Briggs from saying the phrase to avoid a lawsuit. Still, the district did note it would not prohibit the kids from saying the words if they wish. The words God bless America after the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, that brings up an interesting point. Are they allowed to say the word God during the Pledge of Allegiance? Right? Because those words are in the Pledge of Allegiance. The word God is in it. Are they freaking about that too? I don't understand why. You know, I understand why minorities say we don't want to be persecuted for being a minority. But aren't minorities persecuting us for being the majority? And that's okay? A minority of people is anti-religion. A minority of people is an atheist. So why did they get a right to tell us what to say and what to do? Makes no sense at all. Killing America. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Let me mention one more time, Newsmax TV is coming up fast. Make sure you switch over to Newsmax TV at 8 o'clock. Eastern, 5 Pacific, coming up in about 8 minutes. Here's my opening rant on Newsmax TV. You'll get to hear my commentary if you didn't hear it to open the show at 3 o'clock West Coast, 6 o'clock East. I don't want Trump's tax return. I want Harry Reid's. Great friend of mine, Mark Skousen, one of the great economists in America today, read. I sent it to him. I gave him a sneak preview of my commentary, and he said, single best one you've ever written in your entire life. Love it. I want to pass it on to all my friends. So, nice compliment. Thank you, Mark. Head over to Newsmax TV, and if you don't get it on cable, if you don't get it on satellite, then make sure that you go to NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your phone, and then you can watch it every single time. Okay, Stormy Daniels. Now, this is my definition of low-class tramp. Stormy Daniels attacks First Lady Melania Trump in a vulgar Twitter tirade. Porn star Stormy Daniels, there's your first hint at what a high-class broad this is. Stormy Daniels, porn star, hero of leftist feminists, attacked Melania Trump in a crass Twitter tirade on Thursday. The 40-year-old, who attempted to make a mainstream name for herself by claiming to have slept with the president, referred to the First Lady as the first, and I can't say the word, but just think of a part of a woman's anatomy, and referenced Trump's infamous "I really don't care, do you" jacket. She tweeted out, because I give a flying F, and of course you know what word I mean, about your forgiveness. Excuse me while I cry myself to sleep. Maybe the first, and then she uses a word that describes a woman's anatomy, needs her jacket pressed. You know, the I don't care one. Ha ha, Stormy Daniels. She was responding to a Twitter user who had said that they will never forgive the porn star for trashing the president or colluding with the Democrats and Michael Avenatti. And her answer was, I don't give a flying F, and then calling the first lady a nasty, nasty name. That's what you're dealing with here. You're dealing with complete low-life trash. Total trash. Trash tramp. Judicial Watch. New records reveal Obama White House paranoid, tracking freedom of information requests for Hillary Clinton emails. None surprise me. Tom Fitton was in the middle of that one. Judicial Watch strikes again. That was my old friend Tom Fitton. Conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch on Friday announced it obtained 44 pages of State Department records through a court-ordered discovery that reveals the Obama White House was paranoid and tracking a December 2012 Freedom of Information Act request seeking documents on then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private server system shortly after the Benghazi terror attack. A few months after the Obama White House intercepted and got involved, the State Department responded to the FOIA request, Citizens for Responsibility Ethics in Washington, and falsely claimed that no such records existed. Not a smidgen. Thanks to Judicial Watch, in January, a federal court ordered discovery on Hillary Clinton's emails and the Benghazi scandal. Judge Royce Lamberth ordered top Obama and Hillary officials, such as Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, and other state and FBI officials, to answer Judicial Watch's questions under oath. Judge Lamberth said Hillary Clinton's private email system was one of the gravest modern offenses to government transparency. Interesting. The average person just doesn't understand what happened. Here you have judges calling it the gravest threat ever, and the average person does not understand. Speaking of things the average person doesn't understand, Mike Cernovich, a good conservative right-wing commentator, talking about big tech censorship, says they're taking out the influential people one by one. Mike Cernovich described the Silicon Valley masters of the universe expanding censorship of conservatives as political measures to assist Democrats in 2020's upcoming presidential elections and beyond. They want to ban everyone before the primary season heats up. They're getting rid of all the people who are influential or perceived as influential, and they're taking them out one by one. Facebook is now banning people for what they call off-platform harassment, but yet Facebook paid users to harass other people. He says big tech companies such as Facebook and Twitter and Google, including its subsidiary YouTube, deploy political censorship to combat what they label hate speech. They've already banned Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Gavin McInnes, and Milo Yiannopoulos. Silicon Valley companies deny that left-wing or partisan Democrat biases shape their conduct. What a bunch of liars. By the way, this is another commentary I'm about to write. There's collusion in America, right? There's two kinds of collusion. There's Mexican collusion, and there's Silicon Valley collusion. Mexico is sending us their entire population. Mexico and Central America, that's the collusion that's going on. And then Silicon Valley is trying to warp these elections. They try to block your access to conservative news stories, pro-Trump news stories, and fellow conservatives. You're not allowed to talk to them anymore. They're either banning or shadow banning or censoring everything that comes from the right. And still, I believe Trump will win by a landslide. But again, it's what I told Trump that day when he, you know, a week before the election in 16. Wayne, how am I going to do? He wanted to know. Wayne Root, how am I going to do? You're the Vegas odds maker. And I said, I'll tell you what. You're going to win by more than 10, but it's going to look like you barely won because Democrats cheat 10. And that's the deal. You got to win by 11 to 15 points. Got to be a landslide if you want to look like you won by one because Democrats cheat 10 plus. Such liars and such cheaters. Stacey Abrams, the worst sore loser in the history of mankind, ran for governor of Georgia, lost, and just can't admit she lost. She says Trump's racism and fear as a governing idea is not working. We'll get to what she had to say at the National Security Action event. Stacey Abrams, delusional and the worst sore loser in the history of politics. When we get back, it's Newsmax TV time. Got it.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Boo.